This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Senate has made a recommendation the U.S. military stop taking part in the Saudi war in Yemen. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders says it's the first time the Senate has come together to exercise its authority under the 45-year-old War Powers Act.
The Senate is sick and tired of abdicating its responsibility, its constitutional responsibility, on matters of war.
Separately, the Senate voted unanimously for a resolution holding Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman responsible for the death of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a direct challenge to both the Saudis and the president, who says they are an ally the U.S. cannot afford to offend. I'm Warren Levinson.
United States is immediately instituting a new policy for Africa that was just approved by President Trump and announced by National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Under our new approach, every decision we make, every policy we pursue, and every dollar of aid we spend will further U.S. priorities in the region.
Policy shift also is meant to counter the rapidly expanding financial and political influence of China and Russia in Africa. Some analysts caution against Washington looking at the African continent as a battleground for competition with China. United States also rethinking its role in a UN peacekeeping missions across Africa when National Security Advisor Bolton outlined the administration's new Africa policy. He also announced the U.S. would no longer support unproductive, unsuccessful, and unaccountable UN peacekeeping missions. U.S. lawmakers have approved a resolution declaring Myanmar's military campaign against the country's Rohingya Muslim minority a genocide. The UN contends the military carried out mass killings and gang rapes with genocidal intent. This is VOA News. French police shot and killed the gunman suspected of killing three people this week at a Christmas market in Strasbourg. AP's Jackie Quinn reports more than 700 officers have been hunting Sharif Shakat since the attack, which also injured 13 people.
The French Interior Minister says police were using helicopter surveillance and teams on the ground when they spotted a man who matches the description of the 29-year-old gunman. He says when they tried to stop him, he turned and fired at police who shot back, killing the man. The suspect, Sharif Shakat, is described as radicalized. He allegedly killed three people, opening fire in a Christmas market after shouting out in Arabic, "God is great." I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian woman pleaded guilty in Washington to acting as a Russian agent to conspire to build ties with the powerful U.S. National Rifle Association and infiltrate President Trump's Republican Party. Maria Butina was charged in July with acting illegally as an unregistered Russian agent. She initially entered a not guilty plea, but Butina admitted to a U.S. judge she had, in fact, been working for the Russian government. She faces up to 5 years imprisonment and remains jailed while awaiting sentencing in February. She could be deported to Russia after serving any prison term. President Trump says he never directed his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to break the law.
Whatever he did on his own. He's a lawyer. A lawyer who represents a client is supposed to do the right thing. That's why you pay them a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. He is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong.
Mr. Trump's comments came a day after Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison, in part for making payments to two women, alleging they had affairs with Mr. Trump to stay silent before the 2016 election. Cohen was sentenced after telling a federal judge that his blind loyalty to the president led him to cover up his dirty deeds. The deafening roar of thousands of motorcycles riding through Washington, D.C. to honor service members killed in action or taken prisoner of war will be silenced after one more rally next year. Rolling Thunder, which began in 1987, will hold its last annual ride on Memorial Day 2019. Organizers cited escalating cost and a lack of cooperation from the U.S. military and metropolitan police departments as reasons for ending the popular event. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.